33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Picture this. It's New Year's Day, 2015. A woman walks into the Hidalgo County Jail swinging a gun. She says she's just committed a robbery and she'll shoot anyone who comes near. People in the waiting room run for cover. Officers draw their weapons. The woman screams, "Shoot me! Shoot me!" It's a textbook setup for what some call suicide by cop. And it seems like we're hearing about a spike in such incidents. But this got the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz and Alon Stevens wondering, are suicides by cop really on the rise, or is it just that they're getting more publicity?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Suicides by cop are on the rise, and we are more plugged in. Well, let's turn to the experts.
Vivian Lord wrote the ultimate book about this. It's called Suicide by Cop. She's a researcher and a criminal justice expert at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte.
There are a number of researchers who have tried to at least put a scope, some idea of how many officer-involved shootings would be considered suicide by cop. Mahondi, Malloy, and Collins in 2009 placed a figure at about 41% of officer-involved shootings, and McKenzie at 46% of officer-involved shootings.
So roughly half.
Ooh. Now, let's talk about why.
So there's three main reasons. The first one goes back to the Reagan era, specifically his Omnibus Reconciliation Act, which basically reduced federal mental health spending by 30%.
Meaning fewer beds for mental health, right?
Absolutely. But not only that, this coincides with the rise of police interactions with the mentally ill. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Austin Police Lieutenant Brian Jones. He leads APD's crisis intervention team.
I remember, 20 years ago when I was a rookie patrol officer out on the street, I personally did not deal with that many mental health calls. And it seems, as the years have gone by, it has gone up exponentially.
The third reason is guns. Every time a suicidal person brings a firearm into the situation, the likelihood of a lethal outcome jumps. That's what Greg Hanch said. He's with the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Firearm suicide rates in Texas are outpacing the U.S. national average. And I think we'd likely be grouping suicide by cop into that overall firearm suicide rate.
So we've got a decline in money for the mentally ill, which prompted a rise in interactions between police and the mentally ill, plus the guns.
So we know that. What do we do with it?
I'll tell you what Texas is doing. Some counties are introducing jail diversion programs, meaning that instead of sending a person in crisis to jail or to an emergency room, they're partnering with crisis intervention teams to help the person. Unfortunately, though, these are small programs. But check this out. Remember how we introduced the story? It's New Year's, and a woman is screaming to the cop, "Shoot me, shoot me."
Yeah.
Well, J.P. Rodriguez with Hidalgo County PD was there, and he told me the woman survived.
We were proud of that moment because we had just recently transitioned over to an additional less lethal force option, which was our tasers. And, to us, that was a real big success story.
Rodriguez says that since their training in 2014, Hidalgo County has had zero suicides by cop. There's been police killings, but they are sticking by their training in mental health situations.
There is another way to do this.
What's that?
Outside of America, in Germany, they're introducing social arbeiters, or social workers, who respond to these emergency mental health calls. Essentially, they remove police officers entirely from these situations, with the exception of extremely dangerous ones.
Could we do that here?
Maybe. These shootings are expensive. Not only the loss of life, of course, but you need to factor in the investigations, lawsuits, and insurance, and also the psychological cost. Vivian Lord brings that up.
With so many of these cases, when officers realize that somebody just pointed a replica or their cell phone and manipulated that officer to carry out and kill them, they live with that and it emotionally damages them for life.
Most experts told us if we were to implement something similar here, the benefits could outweigh the costs. We'd be talking about saving money, but more importantly, saving lives and preventing emotional turmoil on both sides of the interaction. I'm Joy Diaz.
And I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.
You know, this story is part of a series that was prompted by the recent police killing of Micah Jester, a young mother in Austin who was believed to be mentally ill. Her case is still under investigation. But elements of her death have made some believe she wanted to die, thus prompting an early characterization of the incident as a so-called suicide by cop. If you missed our other stories exploring this issue, go to our website, texasstandard.org.